He says dozens of people have been injured in an explosion in a TNT manufacturing plant. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The blast took place in Dzerzhinsk, about 250 miles east of Moscow. The cause has not been determined. The ministry said four of those injured were in a serious condition. The blast broke windows in some 200 residences near the plant. The Interfax news agency cited regional authorities as saying. The deputy governor of the region that includes Dzerzhinsk said two people were missing in the blast, but later said that information had not been confirmed. I'm Zaria Shackley.
China today upped the ante in its trade war with the United States as it increased tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. imports. They range from 5 to 25%. The move comes in response to Washington pushing to 25% tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says he doesn't see a trade war with China because negotiations are going on. But answering questions at the Asia Security Summit in Singapore, Shanahan put his emphasis on the issue of mutual trust.
We're not going to ignore Chinese behavior. Okay? I think in the past, people have kind of tiptoed around that. It's not about being confrontational. It's about being open and having a dialogue.
The secretary also said the United States is committed to the Indo-Pacific region.
The Indo-Pacific is our priority theater. We are where we belong. We are investing in this region. We are investing in you and with you.
Mexico's foreign minister says he's negotiating with the U.S. on tariffs. President Trump has threatened to impose escalating levies on Mexican imports unless Mexico does more to stop the Central American migrant surge to the U.S. border. This is VOA News. Here in this country, police in Virginia Beach, in the state of Virginia, today identified the man suspected of killing 12 people and wounding four others at a city building late Friday afternoon before dying in a shootout with law enforcement. The Virginia Beach police chief is James Cervera.
The suspect, and this will be the only time we will announce his name, is Dwayne Craddock. He was an engineer with Public Utilities. He was employed with that department for approximately 15 years.
Cervera also talked about the assailant's gunfight with police.
I can tell you that it was a long gun battle between those four officers and that suspect. We've recovered a .45 caliber handgun with multiple extended magazines that were emptied at the time. The suspect was reloading extended magazines in that handgun, firing at victims throughout the building and at our officers.
The chief said additional weapons were recovered at the scene and at the suspect's home. Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hansen says the alleged assailant, as a municipal employee, would have had no trouble with access to the building.
He was still employed. He had a security pass, like all employees had, and he was authorized to enter the building.
11 of the 12 people killed were city employees. President Trump begins a three-day state visit to Britain on Monday. Outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May will be hosting her final state visit in office, with London and Washington at odds on a range of global issues, including climate change, Iran, and Britain's trade with China. The British may also press Mr. Trump for details on a possible post-Brexit trade deal with the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Europe to assure allied leaders that despite the sometimes harsh rhetoric, the United States does not want a war with Iran. His first stop was Germany. He's also visiting Switzerland, the Netherlands, and Britain. The 57-nation Organization of Islamic Cooperation is meeting in Islam's holiest city, Mecca, with Saudi King Salman saying the world must fight the sources and funding of terrorism around the world. He also attacked Iran over recent sabotage assaults on two Saudi vessels off the coast of the United Arab Emirates and a pair of drone strikes on Saudi oil pumping stations. Iran has denied any responsibility. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani held their first face-to-face talks on the sidelines of the Islamic summit in Mecca. The rare political interaction at the highest level seems to be a sign of easing long-running tensions between the two neighboring countries. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also an easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America.